Cage the dogs up. Who caged the dogs up?
He's out of breath. The overweight, lazy, domesticated dog.
Well, yeah, you had the fancy.
He eats potato chips and wings. Yeah, I give my dog effort. I give him chips. I let him pick out his own wings. I put the menu on there.
I put it on the table for everyone.
I
usually let the dog sniff around and I'm getting ones he likes. He's clean. And then I put him on a table. Nobody knows.
Yeah,
throw a little extra sauce on him.
He's a good dog.
It's a great bowl party.
Yeah, I give him a little beer, a little beer in his bowl. He likes that. He prefers Michelob. But, you know, he'll drink almost anything, but he prefers Michelob. He knows it by sight if you bring a
bottle. How come we never see this dog drinking? He's always disappeared. You go in the room with the Michelob with the dog. You come out an hour later and it's all gone. And that you're walking a little crooked, but
the dog drinks the Michelob.
Okay.
He prefers the Michelob in private.
Five cases
of Michelob my dog drinks, yeah. I don't have a problem, my dog does.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Welcome again to another exciting evening of At the Bunny Races.
Off the bunnies go.
Off they go. We got hare number 13 in the 7th place. He is making a long stretch, leaping far and wide. But he is not the contender for this race.
He's running. Who is the contender on this race?
It is the little spotted brown and beige rabbit.
Bottlecocks.
Yes, Bottlecocks. He is number 3 on the tag, and he is in 2nd place position at this moment.
Bottlecocks is coming up.
Yes, we watch out for Tati 2 coming up behind Bottlecocks along the stretch.
Bottlecocks is stretching out. Oh, Bottlecocks came in first place.
Oh, there it is. Now, hunting season begins.
That's right.
I don't know what I was going to say. I lost it.
Yeah,
Poop Dick.
By Asswax. Poop Dick by Asswax.
I've been searching for a Wi-Fi connection. Seep
Wi-Fi.
Into my phone.
Wi-Fi.
A Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the fire that wires my fire that hooks my connection to my internet. You can't rap Wi-Fi, can you?
Wi-Fi, fire, why? Wi-Fi to the sky. That's about it.
Can you put Wi-Fi in a rap? You don't have to use it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
You throw it there perfectly in a line. I'm gonna connect that bitch like Wi-Fi. I don't know. That's what she said.
I mean, I rap Wi-Fi. I came in rapping. I unwrapped.
I came in Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Is that how they do sperm studies? By people injecting Wi-Fis?
It's a 3 megasperm download.
Nice.
3 megasperms per minute.
Look, they're waving at us.
Oh, look at that. Wi-Fi semen. No, not naval officers.
Right, Wi-Fi semen.
Yes, through internet connection, you too could be pregnant. You want to be pregnant? Connect with Wi-Fi semen.
I'm not a tree.
He's a tree.
Oh, wizened.
Mm-hmm.
The wise mushroom man of the forest of Neverglee.
Oh, look at this here. I'm a big tree. I meditate on my foot, standing on my head, my foot raised to the sun. Balance the sun on your toe. That's the whole point.
Balance the sun on your toe?
Yes.
How is this possible, Master?
It is just the perception of thought.
How do I perceive it?
You must first balance on your head.
Okay.
And then pillar stiff your body as if you were a pillar.
Okay, I
am. In the heavens.
Pillar.
Bring your left leg knee close to the chest while your right leg is extended and your big toe pointed.
I'm not fall.
No, breathe. Breathe.
I got a knee in my lung. I'm upside down.
There it is. Make your toe point to the sun. And that is balancing it. Hold it. Hold it.
Right.
Hold it. I'll be back in 10 hours. All right. Thank you.
Help. If I lean over and fall, I break my neck. I don't remember.
remember this being in Taekwondo junior class. Is that an animal gonna eat me?
Let me just prepare. I'm preparing the house. I'm quenching the house.
Why are you waving a mop in the air?
It's quenching the house. You gotta...
You're quenching the house.
You've never done this before. You're amateurs. Gotta quench it.
Did Dr. Antonio hire you?
He did. He hired the best.
Because I know, I think he knew your wife, Ruth.
I'm a quencher and I'm an expunger. I'm gonna smudge you a bit with the mop. Is that all right?
No, I...
Let me just smudge you. Hold on.
What the hell?
It's been sanctified, the water. It's been sanctified.
Yes, but so is my pants now with this water all over me.
It's all right. Let me just smudge it on the bits and smudge it over here. I'm gonna expunge.
Oh, you're gonna get mold all over our house.
The ectoplasmic residue.
That's mold.
That's mold? Are you sure? You didn't have a haunting there?
Oh, you licked it. What the hell?
This tastes like it's 200-300 years old. Oh. This is a haunting we're talking about.
It's ectoplasm from your soaking?
Residual.
Not mold.
I brought the gateway expunger. I know what I'm doing.
Do you know how to get rid of it?
I do.
How much will that cost?
That's gonna cost about, I'll give you a deal. It's $450. $450.
Oh.
I'm knocking off $200 just for you. It was $650, but because I like your show. $450, I can get rid of the ectoplasmic residue from the haunting.
It's just weird that it showed up here when you showed up and it wasn't there before.
It wasn't, but I have this special chemical that brings it out. And that's not the only... I feel it in other places.
So which are you? A sponger or are you a...
I'm a sponger, a quencher, and a smudger.
But you also read the spirits.
I read the spirits. That's how I do things. This is a special mop drenched in the rivers of Shambhala.
The Shambhala.
And the water is a mixture of an ancient Chinese recipe.
From China.
The ancient mountains of China. I'm gonna clean the spirits of the house so the house could be cuckoo.
Well, some of them are our friends, you know. You want to be careful.
Well, you got a list of the ones you want?
Well, Sammy Davis is definitely on there.
And... All right. I'll make sure not to clean his spot.
Corey Haim was in there, too.
Okay, we'll not clean his spot.
And, well, Whitney's been staying in our garage now. She's just temporary. We think she's just gonna move on, but we're not sure.
Public ready for that?
I'm not sure, but, you know, we also have Dick Clark's in the bathroom.
So we want to...
He haunts the bathroom.
We want to not clean these...
I don't know about the sponge. Maybe you can sponge them so we can see where they're at.
You want to find where they're at.
And then we'll go from there.
Well, then let me go off. I'm going to check the other floor.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know what I find.
Yeah. And throw me that towel.
Clean up a bit. And you do have some hauntings on you, so yeah. All right. Thank you.
There he goes. Oh, he's in the closet.
Notice, around the lips there's barely any hair. The ass crack, see, that's why this hair. I put like a little thin strip here, that's where they crack.
Is that the crack, yeah?
Yeah, everywhere.
You can,
pencil it in, or...
Put a toilet paper roll on your chin.
Man who kisses much ass.
Well, that explained Lincoln not having the mustache part. Maybe he had the TP underneath his beard and pulled it out.
Oh, I'm gonna be president.
And now he's a vampire hunter.
I guess that was based on a graphic novel from the 80s.
I thought it was the same one, too, that did...
Turtles.
The zombie...
Walking Dead?
Not that one, but they redid an old book.
You mean Pride, Prejudice, and
yeah,
Zombies,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there was another one.
Yeah, and I didn't know if that was affiliated
Sin, with, Punishment, with those. And Vampires or something.
Right, like it was the same writers or what?
No, it was,
The effects look good, though. Like, we watched the HBO special.
Yeah, I saw the, woo-woo-woo-woo.
I don't know if the movie's all that, but...
So where did we come from? That's the question I was just asked by this hot stoner chick. And we were talking back and forth, like, she's saying the facts don't add up. Evolution don't add up.
Oh,
because when you look at genetically, our genetics compared to a monkey's genetics, there's so much differential
that
we cannot have possibly come from them, evolved from them. So where do we come from?
We evolved with them, like Neanderthal man.
Yeah.
You know, that's the new thing I'm reading, that the branches split from the animal tree. But the other one I liked was that monkeys, you know, were taking certain breeds. breeds of the monkeys, just like there's different strains of them. The ones we have are this one, but their other brothers that broke off came off the trees and ate what was on the ground, created the thought, meaning psychedelics and mushrooms and a foundational, and then that he caused the continuing evolution because of the mind enhancement. There's another theory out there.
Yeah.
And then there was the other, they stayed there. I ain't going down there. Look at them, they're all weird. They're walking on 2 feet.
This stuff's awesome. Hey, can talk.
So that's a theory I kind of like.
That's, yeah, the mushroom theory.
And that slowly developed from there. But a lot of the science that I've read in evolution, they say, isn't... No, it's not like the monkey just spit out a human out of its ass, yeah, and there we go from there. No, it's not that easy. But that's public. That's how they understand it. But it's still more tangible, you know, to many than God creating it.
Yeah, that, I roll that out. I
think the body's too complex for that simple answer. The network of the body and everything.
So basically the consumption of the mushrooms, the hallucinogenic mushroom, caused, you know, the brain to snap, and therefore changed the DNA structure.
Right, it began to, and the slow evolution. There's research, I mean, popular guys, Terrence McKenna, but there's a lot of other things out there. And he's a big supporter of drugs, so that's the only reason he is. But, so... Modern America, modern Euro-America, this is their death rattle. Or their life rattle.
Pharmacological, or whatever.
Pharmacological rattle?
How would you make it like a religious term, like if it was a religion?
Pharmacologist?
So, I don't know. Pharmacological?
Practice
pharmacologist.
Philology, yeah.
Philology. Pharmacology. Pharmacologian. I'm a pharmacologist.
Pharmacologist.
I am in the worshipping temple of the pills, taking the blessed pill to make you happy. Take this blessed pill to keep your heart rate simple. Take this blessed pill to make the voices go away. In nomine Dei Patri, take a pill rectally, that'll help just as well. Take a pill, oh, it's swell.
But I want to smoke this marijuana in my church.
No, that makes you think.
That's all.
Makes you think goodly. We do not want you thinking goodly.
Oh,
we want you thinking for the pill. Think only on the pill and the way you should be.
Oh,
not the way you want to be.
Because God money wants it that way. He is our God.
The Lord Godfly.
I'm here? I didn't know I was here.
You are here. We're not even on it, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is.
It is there.
Thank you.
That was the ever-fascinating DJ Kachina with her new abstract cut titled Warrior Dancer. The track is a mix off of the Native American Zuni Warrior Dance Song. Zuni, Z-U-N-I, of Pueblo descent. Look him up, gain some knowledge. DJ Kachina hails from Cleveland, Ohio, and has a hand in many genres, including dubstep, house, disco, and hip-hop, and probably anything else you can mix to a beat. She plays out and about in the Cleveland area and beyond, so you can actually see one of her shows live. So check out this brilliantly eclectic artist's other tracks at soundcloud.com/DJ Kachina, DJ KACHINA, all one word, and on Twitter at Kachina, but that's different, KACH, then the number one, NA. That one X is an I. She's tricky that way. Ooh, and also visit Spirit Swag. That's SPIRITSWWAG on Tumblr.com for great art. DJ Kachina Dreamcatcher. Giving respect to our peoples with an awesome track, the Cuckoos are honored to present the arts of Indian country on our show. DJ Kachina, KACHINA. It's easy to look up, and you'll want to listen. Now, back to the Cuckoos. What's that name Dr. Antonio's calling himself?
Call me Mr. Fidgety. I'm Fidgety. Look at that, boy. That's what I'm talking about. George T. Fidgety.
Seem pretty calm. Fidgety.
Fidgety calm? Fidgety calm. It is not calm fidgety. It's fidgety calm.
I'm George T. Fidgety, and I'm promoting this message.
Asswell.
Asswell pill by Asswax. Don't you want an asswell?
Asswax. This story. While I was waltzing around downtown Cleveland on my own, I hear this music playing. Wow. And I thought it was a car about to come by.
Yeah. Parked about?
I thought it was a car that was about to drive by that was playing the music really loud. Amongst other parked cars, I'm hearing this music's getting louder while I'm walking. No one else is on the street, but this woman is walking towards me. And she's shaped sort of like a pear, I'll be honest. And she had really, like, almost shaved head. I mean, she had really short hair, arcing it up. And it's playing this, like, hip-hop music coming. And I kind of hear her singing. And she's a bigger woman, you know, and all that's cool. I'm not,
she's a bigger
It's
woman.
The fact that the speakers were pinned to her.
Oh,
she
hips.
Didn't have... headphones. She had mini speakers pinned to the front of her sweatsuit jacket. You know, like she's wearing a jogging suit top with jeans. And she's holding these mini speakers here, and there were some mini speakers up by her shoulders.
Where was here? Tell them where here is.
If it was below her breast. And she was
That's
sort of,
they
were,
weren't,
yeah.
Any speakers?
Yeah, it was kind of hanging off
and then
the
she
shirt.
She had another pair?
Up on the shoulders.
So she had two
stereo.
Pair.
She had four speakers
on her
shirt.
Person.
And there were mini speakers, and they were blasting, mini. And she was singing to herself, too. It was like seeing when you said speakers on a motorcycle.
And this was occurring in downtown Cleveland.
This happened two days ago.
2 days ago in downtown Cleveland?
Yeah, I was
And you were
home.
There. You experienced this.
Yeah, about 10 o'clock in the morning.
This was a phenomenon. This That's happens.
When I was,
Not frequent.
I was stepping into Twitter on House of Cuckoos.
Into
At that moment, when this woman walked by,
and that was a unique experience,
shaped like a giant pear with a shaved head, she did, and she had four mini speakers on her jogging shirt suit
wow.
thing and jeans,
Why not
and just living it up. I gave her credit. That's what
What's wrong with headphones?
You don't want to go deaf.
Yeah, but, you know, why look like a traveling billboard?
Well, it looked more like she broke off of like a hospital bed. Yeah. And she just tuned in some local radio.
It's the radio lady.
And I couldn't tell what the hip-hop singer...
She's the world's greatest superheroine.
If the hip-hop lead rap and singer...
Yo.
If that was a guy or girl because the speakers were so tiny. So it sounded like a car coming up, and then when she was walking past, after she passed, it sounded like a car going by. It was weird.
But she was built
more
like a Mini
enough,
Cooper?
It had just enough bass. Yeah, she was a bigger woman, probably.
A Mini
really
Cooper,
tall.
Not quite a Humvee?
Really tall, too.
She was a tall lady, looking down on you. She was. Wow.
God damn it.
It's broken. Can you fix it for me? It's broken.
Wow, you brought in your whole set of stairs?
Yeah, they're broke.
It's tied to the top of your car. How did you remove the stairs? You popped all this out of the wall, but
yeah.
kept all the stairs together?
Yeah, I just used the mallet and the butter knife.
That's old-fashioned type work there,
It is.
Mister.
It well, is. It's 120 years old, and I want it fixed.
It's just that one step is cracked.
Well, I can't get anybody out of here, so I had to bring this up.
Did you call us? We would have came out and just fixed that one board. You didn't have to take the whole
I need it
stairs.
Done now. I couldn't wait.
Well, that's all right. But how long did it take you to take them out?
About a week.
Well, if you need it, well, I'm not going to argue with it. Let's see. Do you want us to repair it on the car, or do you want to take it in?
Can I bring it into the bay around back, where you deliver the truck deliveries? We can fix it there in the bay. We can take it. You have a tow motor?
Well,
cranes?
Not really, we just, you know, we do repairs here. We're, you know, we our trucks go out and do the repairs in people's places, and we have some...
Nobody told me about this!
Well, you could have called. That's quite all right. Well, we can repair it here. We'll pull it down. We'll put it right here in the parking lot. It's still sunny out. We can get that step fixed up, and we'll put it back on your car.
All right, let's get this done. My wife's upstairs still.
All right.
There's a graveyard next to the hospital. A graveyard next to the hospital.
Why would they put a graveyard right next to the hospital emergency room?
There's a graveyard right across the street.
Oh, that didn't work.
It's a good thing we have a graveyard over here. Cycle, like a fast food cycle. Pull up the window number one.
Yeah.
Pay at window number one, receive at window two. Motherfucker.
We have our Soylent Green pile over here.
Soylent Green pile, that... Those ones, they're edible.
Yeah.
It's not cannibalism because we process them and synthesize them into these little crackers.
Right.
So, we so it's not really cannibalism.
Uh-oh. Doctor, you forgot to sign the papers on the release to let it happen. The family's waiting to see the corpse. You already placed it into the pill process.
The pill process. It is. It is. Soylent Green pill.
So are we going to give him back the pill as their late grandfather?
Not feeling human? Have a Soylent Green pill. You'll feel so human.
Anything grow on me if I take a Soylent Green pill?
Oh, you'd just be, you're just more human.
Oh, I always wanted to be more human.
Then Soylent Green pills to make you feel more human.
Human me.
See? You say now? Check. All right, guys, you are go.
Checking money orders?
Yes. All right, they sit up, all right? All right, Popple, out, Popple, out.
Alrighty then.
It is July.
It is?
It
and
is.
It's hot.
Very hot, very hot here around the Cuckoos / Cleveland area where we are broadcasting from at the moment.
It is, from the moment in Cleveland, broadcasting to you.
We can't go places, but we're bringing places here.
We are bringing places here and trying to give them back to you.
As a matter of fact, I think we're even going to meet with a New York apartment.
Yes.
But that's totally crazy. You're going to have to stay tuned to hear what that's about.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to that, how that occurred.
But as that, Dr. Antonio, everything is well, I would guess. How is your cheese collection, and are the Joy Cats doing okay in the
They're
in the
doing
basement?
Fantastic in the basement. I have a feeder for them that releases a multitude of semi-alive turbo mice for these beautiful Joy Kittens I have. Two expired last week, and got new ones, so...
Oh, good.
It's all good. Everything's as it should be.
Right. The 3 years was up on them.
3 years was up. Yes, I owned a Joy Cat a year before we got on air.
Three-year kitten.
That's how we got on air, that we each had to take in a Joy Cat. We had to sponsor a Joy Cat. These were prototype Joy Cats. And they actually had an 85% chance of going feral, even if you fed them, so we were the test market.
Right.
They liked that we did it for them, and this is how we got our show.
Yeah, it was very nice, getting the initial sponsorship and taking care of these test baby Joy Cats.
Joy Cat. Now, the scar on your back from the Joy Cat, 52 stitches?
Right.
First Joy
but
Joy
it was
Cat.
Just playing. I
yeah,
wasn't trying to be
no,
mean. It's just, it had a technical glitch in it.
Yes.
The cat just kept pounding its little paw right into my
biogenetic
bag.
Biogenetic glitch.
Right, and if I got it off, it screamed Shirley at me, and I don't know who Shirley is.
Yeah, it just...
So we fixed the voice modulator on it, too, back to meow.
It's all biogenetic, so, I mean, it is a bioorganic cat. It's a cat. It is living, so to speak. It has genetic coding and DNA structure like a cat possibly may have, but it has a USB port right where its anus is.
Right.
So
it's new adaptability, too.
Yeah, you plug it into your computer.
Right, modern times.
Yeah.
You can download and update, you know, all things JoyCat with it, and it's been a great promo that we, or what do they call them? That we test.
Beta.
It's been a great beta test that we've done with
fantastic
these.
Fantastic beta
and
test.
And this next batch of JoyCats is going to be
scratches.
Great.
Yeah,
right.
These ones are going alpha. They are gold right now.
Right.
So they are going to be released to the market, these new JoyCats with the USB ports in them.
Right. And don't worry, if they eat your curtain, it will pass through their system out next to the USB port.
Yeah.
If they eat curtains, you usually get mittens that come out.
Mittens with binary code.
Right.
All
if they
over.
If they get into your garbage, you're going to have process recycled garbage come out of the kitten.
Yeah,
so
but,
don't worry.
But some other things you got to be careful. Don't feed them milk. It becomes an organic waste that is produced. So keep them away from natural organic foods, please.
Or you might have some nuclear green reactions. And you don't want that in your Joy Box kitty
you
litter.
You do not. That is a terrible clean.
That is, I mean, you have to get the hazmat team to come here and remove that.
And you can have that done as long as you sign the guarantee when you do buy your initial Joycat Munchers or Tabby Tablet.
Yeah, they all come with that special 3-year warranty extended for another $3,000.
And they'll cover it.
There's levels, too. There's, you know, you got different grades, level 1, level 2, level 3, and code red. I recommend the code red. That's a 5-year warranty, just in case. There have been instances where your Joycat reboots after a year or two of being dead, and it will rise from wherever you bury it. So.
Yes, and so if it's in your pet cemetery, sometimes they'll come back and act like they never were buried at all.
Yes, exactly. It's a glitch in the genetic programming of these cats.
It'd be a good story.
Yeah, it would. Your
Joycat
back
cemetery.
To life. Not yeah, the Joycat.
I don't want to be buried in a Joycat cemetery. Well, that'll probably never catch on.
No, never.
But anyways, our Joycats are good.
They are. They're working perfectly so far. They were released last week, but they've already had 5 patches.
Right.
So make sure you regularly check your Joycat update into these new Muncher Joycats.
Because nicotine patches on the Joycat are a great boost.
They are.
If you have the kids
energy.
Over, it'll just jump up. It might get a little cranky, though, once it wears off.
Yeah. You do have the Joycat
nicotine patches
nicotine
on Joycat,
suppositories, too.
Right. The suppositories. Not to go in with the USB, mind you.
No.
But underneath.
It goes into its HD port.
Right. And that's... It makes a happy Joycat in this new modern technological world.
It's advanced.
How can you live without one?
I have, that's why I have 6 now.
I have
6 Joycats. All of the different types of Joycats that have been out there. The original Joycat Plus, Joycat Tabby Tablet, now Joycat Muncher. So I got a couple of the originals still, but 6, yeah.
Cat Munchers are always, you know, there's a Cat Munch. I know a few Cat Munchers.
3 curtains and 1 tablecloth.
That's true, but you've gotten some nice binary coded mittens.
Yes.
In the end, because they do process.
I don't even need to use a key to start my car. I just put the mittens on and grab the wheel.
Even if your old car or a new car, whether it even doesn't even have a computer chip in it, it will know the binary can talk.
Yeah,
these Joycats are beneficial.
They are, because these are all byproducts that they did not know. That they did not have no idea that this was going to occur.
Right.
So
we are their test subjects.
Yes.
We are finding all this out with the Joycats. And it's an amazing thing. You need a scarf for grandma? Just feed your Joycat the tablecloth.
Exactly.
You need socks for the kids? Just feed your Joycat a side of a car even. It'll come out.
Yeah, it'll come out. You have nice rewashable socks for the next 32 years.
And we hope to have a video up. We'll show you the Joycat eating a car.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very great. Now comes just a little, two little, you know, tiny
kittens.
Or Hot Wheels sometimes.
Yeah, they'll need
it's Christmas.
Hot Wheels.
You can have the Christmas
video game controllers,
toy Joycat.
Remote controls.
Or as I call it,
glass
the toy
tobacco
cat.
Pipes.
Right, you can have glass tobacco pipes.
Yes. I've gone through 7 glass tobacco pipes. 7 glass tobacco pipes. Thank you.
Thanks to the Joycat.
To the Joycat. 7 of them.
Were they Asswax brand?
They were Asswax brand, so it processed safely through their system. Now, if they eat things that aren't endorsed or made, manufactured, subsidiary of, partnered with, or affiliated to Asswax, any other product could have an adverse reaction. Everything is proprietary. Remember, Joycat is proprietary with Asswax products.
God damn it!
Sing a little song for you.
Never bury a body down on the beach. Never bury a body down on the beach. Shore washes up, tide does recede. Buried deep beneath the sea and steep. Never bury body down on the beach. Never bury body, never bury it twice. See if you can get it right the first time. Never, 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 never think again. Go and buy a boat, take it down the water's edge, down by the lake. Dump it in the middle, buried with some rocks. Make sure that it is buried deep in the lock. Never bury a body down on the beach unless you want to get caught and serve some time. Hey, serve some time in the jail cell. No, no, serve some time in the jail cell. Then you may go take a little nap in a chair on a table. Never bury a body down on the beach. 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 And out my back door, hey.
Do not be confused. There is a knockoff. Butt Wax. Butt Wax. Don't trust it. I mean, no. That name's just juvenile.
It is.
You never hear us talk like that.
No.
Butt Wax, come on.
Ass Wax has been around for 100 years. It is an old world product. It was a gentleman's product at the turn of the last century.
Right. Not this. Current. Right. That's when Butt Wax came out.
Yeah, Butt Wax came out at this turn. They're trying to knock us off.
Yeah, that's just perverse and silly.
Yeah, Butt Wax.
We're serious about our Ass
Wax
products.
We are. This is for distinguished gentlemen only.
Butt Wax is just, that's just
juvenile.
That's just, don't worry about those inferior products.
No, you must use Ass Wax, brand Ass Wax.
Ass Wax, brand Ass Wax, sponsor of the House of Cuckoos radio show and
always
the House of Cuckoos
eternally
events.
Eternally. Even when we're not here,
yes,
when we're dead and gone, they will somehow make resuscitated forms of us that are programmed to perform the show.
Right, and advertise Ass Wax.
And so they said they already have the programs set up that are going to compute what our personalities may be to keep the show going after we're dead. So thanks to Ass Wax,
Dead
and gone, House of Cuckoos will live on. 3,000 years from now, the House of Cuckoos.
That's right. And now the House of Cuckoos are going to live on some more with this.
Boom, boom.
It's New York in my apartment.
It's always New York in this apartment.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to New York apartment.
It is. But I'm not from New York, but my apartment is.
I bought
this apartment and had it brought here from New York and installed. I found a willing landlord to install this apartment I bought.
Vinny, it's awesome.
Isn't it great?
This is great. I'm Greg, this is Vinny, and we're here to tell you We're in New York.
Step out that door, we're in Cleveland.
That's right. With Clevelanders, we thank the House of Cuckoos for letting us on.
This is great of them.
This is the greatest of great.
Letting our own apartment.
And now we can give a hi, how are you to everybody? Are we going to broadcast here, Vinny?
All the time, if you want to.
What are we going
to
talk about, Vinny?
We're going to talk about
things that are New York?
Things that are New York and Cleveland.
Like what?
How's
the Philly steaks?
The Philly steaks here are not as Philadelphian as they are in New York, but they're New York enough for me.
That's good. I can find one that's good here. So are the gyros.
The gyros are delicious.
The gyros,
I like them.
Others.
There's this one place around here named Victor's. It's got some good creamy sauce on it.
Yeah, they serve just the creamy sauce alone if you want to buy it.
If you want to buy a tub of it,
it's very good.
I bought two tubs.
We told them, hey, we're in New York, and they said, here, I have two.
Yes.
It's great.
But we're from Cleveland, but we're in New York right now.
And then we went to Little Italy. We always talk that way.
Yes, we are.
We watch The Sopranos for 3 hours straight, and then walk in the restaurant and try to talk like everybody.
Yeah, we did. I bought a sub sandwich twice.
And we said fucking every word we said.
Every other word was fuck you, and I'll beat your mother. But I love you guys.
And the pasta was very good. There's New York pasta.
New York pasta.
Pasta bazoo. We yell out the window too from this apartment you made here.
I'm just here. This is Cleveland in New York, in New York in Cleveland.
In New York in your mind.
But you know what? This wasn't my idea alone. Greg's idea. It was his idea for me to buy the apartment in the first place.
I told him, why don't you buy it? You have some extra money.
I did. I had nothing to do with that.
You broke up with that girl.
And I had lots of money left over because I wasn't spending on her. She was a
fucking bitch.
And she was very materialistic. She just wanted everything.
That's right.
She never gave me anything I wanted. Like, you know, at that time we were at the hot tub. Remember the hot tub at your house?
Oh, yeah. When you passed out.
Yeah. She wouldn't do anything for me.
No.
Not anything.
Yeah, we talked after you passed out.
Well, that's good. At least, you know, you had company.
It was passionate talking with you. But you have the other side going on here.
So
you know,
I got the apartment because
it smells like lasagna.
Thing.
You have this lasagna incense.
It is. It's a lasagna incense. And in the kitchen, when you go in the kitchen, that's a fragole incense.
Oh, that's hard for them to say
stay here.
It is. It is.
But we're going to say it anyways.
Vrzol. That's just for you.
Mahayim.
Mahayim? What is that? What, that's Jewish.
That's New York, too.
Hey, that's everything. You want a Spumoni sandwich?
Come get it here.
Yeah, but the moment you step out these doors, you're in Cleveland again.
And the delis are okay.
They're okay. See, but one time we had the pizza guy here. We brought him inside and said, guess what?
What?
You're not in Cleveland anymore.
You're in New York.
You're in fucking New York, buddy. And he said, how that happened?
We called him the saturation.
The saturation, indeed. Most definitely.
And he just asked for his money to try to leave. We said, no, no.
He said he had a six-pack on his way over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he puked in our door and we kicked him out.
Yeah. It was great puking in two states at one time.
That's right. Two cities, two states, two minds, and two great
times
things
and
you can
zones
do.
And everything.
And one city sleeps at night and the other one don't.
Exactly. And here we don't sleep at night.
That's right. We keep the party going.
It's
here.
Always New York in this apartment building.
And we only watch the funny skits from Saturday Night Live.
Twice on Saturdays.
Not the bad skits, but the funny ones.
The really funny ones. You know the ones we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't have to list them for you. Don't, Greg.
I won't tell them.
But they should know.
The people who are on Saturday Night Live who are listening to us should
know. They
know
what
too.
We're talking about, too. We don't have to tell them. They know who they are. Because it's great. And Saturday night, it's always live here, too.
Yeah. So we're live now.
Live now.
On this pre-recording for you.
Pre-recording live.
We always record live pre-recorded.
And it's Saturday night.
For you.
For you all. For you.
Live.
Such great friends.
Live from Cleveland, New York.
New York, Cleveland.
It's in New York.
In Cleveland.
Thanks, Yasu Cuckoos.
You
Thank
you very
good.
Much for allowing us this sublimated moment.
Say like Italian. Ayo, ayo, fuck, ayo, ayo.
I'm gonna smack your fucking lips.
Ramble Child. 2012. Open heart. Open soul. Open wounds. Open wounds. From which you came. as you move from place to place, as you move from place to place, as you move, as you move, as you move from place to place, as you move from place to place, as you move from, as you move, as you move from place to place.
That was the artist known as Ramblechild, with his lovely song Lights Out. Yes, wonderful weirdness, just perfect for us cuckoos. This amazing one-man band is from Spokane, Washington, USA, and has a unique collection of songs both strange and artistic. You want more? More Ramblechild? Of course you do. And you can get more Ramblechild, that's all one word, on his SoundCloud page. SoundCloud.com/Ramblechild, RamblechILD. Thanks you, Ramblechild, for that awesome track. The House of Cuckoos radio show.
Beetlejuice.
Hey, can I have a glass of Beetlejuice?
Can I have a glass of Beetlejuice?
Shellac.
Into the phone. I am now connected to the House of Cuckoos Wi-Fi.
Yay! You can too.
You can too. No, he's like a cereal thing, isn't he? You can too?
Yeah. He was the little bird that made you take two pieces of cereal.
Yeah, and you went on a colorful trip.
Yeah, follow his toes. They always knows or something like
they
that.
They always knows. His toes, they knows.
Yeah. And you grab up the two pieces of cereal, drop them in your bowl.
You can too. Yeah, you drop them in your bowl, and you partake in that cereal delight of that nectary, phantasmical jungle journey.
A cereal so great in two bites that you didn't need any more.
No,
at least
as
a kid, and that was fun.
If there was so much sugar packed into those two pieces of cereal, that you were done for.
Right. The rest was all prizes.
Exactly.
20 prizes in a box.
And you had to find the two pieces of cereal to eat it.
Right.
It was like a sugar high. It was like a drug high, man. It was cereal, man. I was mainlining cereal straight in the bowl, man. A little bit of milk and
cereal
synthesized.
Cereal days were great, man.
Synthesis with the milk, man.
And if the milk turned color, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. Nuclear milk. You can too.
Or sugar milk.
That bird was crazy.
Sugar milk. Big heaping glass of sugar milk. It's thick and thick and sweet.
And warm. You warm it up. If we warm it up, the sugar milk will be really good.
Warm sugar milk, straight from the cow's teat.
Is there more than one?
No, I'm not a sugar milk cow. It's got one big teat. It's a sugar milk cow.
Those are cows that are real twitchy and run around fast.
Yeah, they're genetically altered.
Too much sugar?
Yeah.
I'm guessing what company made them?
Ass wax.
Sugar cows. Excuse me, ass wax sugar milk cows.
Yes, in the new dairy state.
New dairy state.
The new dairy state. That new dairy state?
Yeah, people make milk in the nude.
Yes.
It's fun.
That's the new dairy state.
I've been there before, but, you know, everybody's really not what you would expect.
No, that's a state of being I don't want to partake in. I don't want to milk a sugar cow nude. Right. That's not the kind of state I want to be in.
Unless the farmer's daughter's back from college.
Yeah, she can milk them, my, you know. She can help me milk my sugar cow.
Right, and so you can make lots of money. Oh, wait a minute. What?
Something like that. Can make lots of sugar milk. She can have all the sugar milk from me she wants. I'll give her my last paycheck for a little sugar milk.
And thanks to ass wax, that's possible.
That is. It's possible. You can have it brought into your living room, a sugar milk cow. You can have your own sugar milk cow.
Right.
They grow them in any size for you.
And they attract farmer's daughters, so...
Yes, they do.
It just happens, so be ready. You're going to have lots of people lining up, lots of ladies. Even if you are a lady who aren't into that, they're going to line up and wait for you.
Sugar milk dairy farmer girls, right. Daughters.
They love the sugar milk.
They do. That's their thing.
So be ready and enjoy. Let the sugar milk flow freely.
Yes.
They'll take every lick of it.
Exactly.
Thanks to Ass Wax.
Ass Wax brand sugar milk cows.
Right. Well, Dr. Antonio, to get this house cleaned up, because we're so busy after the anniversary show, I heard this cleaning lady's going to come in.
What happened to the janitor? He's on vacation.
Yeah, we have to give him a break, and this cleaning lady's pretty good. Her name is Pesa.
Pesa?
Pesa, and she should be here any minute.
All right.
She just listens to music and cleans. She's going to primarily do the tubs and sinks and that, so
all right,
there won't be any kind
hard surfaces. Does she vacuum?
I hope so. Windows? I think so. It was probably a little contract. It's sort of an Asswax temp agency.
Okay, so the Asswax employment agency sits in her over.
I think she's here.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we are fine.
Good. Thank you, thank you.
And are you Pesa.
See, I am Pesa.
Well, Pesa, we need to get you to clean in right away.
Right, we really need your help. Are you Espanol, Spanish?
No, I speak English with an accent.
Okay, well, that works.
So, where were you born?
California.
California,
you have no Latin blood in you whatsoever?
Oh, si, si, si.
Oh, you do?
Oh, si.
Okay.
My father owned the taco truck.
So...
Okay. That makes you part Mexican? Well, look, anyways, your credentials seem pretty good. You'll get to work on it? I mean, what's your...
Yeah,
how do you, you want us to leave you alone?
Skill level?
I just put on my headphones and then I just go and I clean. I'll clean it all up for you. You just go have a seat, relax, leave if you want. I will not touch anything. I won't go to the underwear drawer too much.
We have cameras everywhere.
Right.
Even the fruit.
Take pictures.
They have cameras in them.
And nothing provocative or
nothing.
That. So you feel safe and rest assured.
We are not a model agency, but we will take photos for you if you want.
Right.
You could just sign that over there on the counter. We are a burgeoning modeling agency. So if you know anyone.
Where is the bathroom? I'll clean there first.
Yeah, we have 17 bathrooms in the house. A few of them shift. They interdimensional.
Yeah, they'll kind of move on you. So just be ready. It's not nothing's possessed.
No, it's not going to scare you.
Yes, I know she did the Holy Cross thing. No, it's not anything devilish.
It's not
demonic.
It's
more scientific.
Natural,
think that way.
God's mysterious sneeze. That's what it is.
Okay. All right, so you have your products there, and you got your headphones in.
They're all Asswax brand cleaning products.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
They're okay. Not all of them work. Some only work.
Well, you'll be able to get it.
You said you did muni work?
Yes.
Oh, this is some strong
ammonia here. This ass wax ammonia you opened up
I'm not
here.
Supposed to be drinking it, am I? Tastes like lemons.
No.
Oh, okay. Here. Take it back.
Yeah, that was a lot, but... Okay, well, get your headphones on, and we're going to let you go.
I took a big gulp, is that right?
It'll definitely clean you out for sure.
Okay.
Woo! Get you to the hospital, if not...
I think I feel it brewing.
Yeah, it'll burn. Okay, well, I'll...
We'll make a poem. So, I'm going to make a poem in the 16th bathroom, so stay out of there for the next half hour.
Poems?
I won't flush it for you, then.
Okay, well, off you go, and good. All right, he's going over there, I'm going over here, I'm going to read the paper. Sit down and wait. This is great. I can finally relax and get running later today while the cleaning lady is cleaning up the bathroom.
Aww.
What's that sound? Is Dr. Antonio's not back? And where's the lady? Oh, no, he's not hitting on that girl, is he? Oh, there you are, Dr. Antonio.
Yeah,
here.
Is it a ghost?
I don't know. I know the cleaning lady's up.
Is that Corey Haim? Did you leave your porn on the computer?
No, and not the porno. It should be off.
Should be.
Well, at least on pause.
Yeah. Let's follow that sound.
Yeah, keep going up. It kind of sounds like a creaking noise or something.
Yeah, it is. And it's coming from this bathroom. Isn't that where she's cleaning? Wow.
I think she's
scrubbing the floor.
Yeah, bent over, all out like that.
And she's got that mop going.
Yeah.
And she's scrubbing the floor.
She's
moaning.
Hello, are you okay?
It's cleaning.
Your shirt's kind of hanging low there. You sure, ma'am? You're right. You can give you time enough.
No, it's fine.
What is that?
Are you? It looks good so far.
It's like sparkly and shiny. But we'll let you get back to work. Whatever methods you use, you're doing a good.
I'm just singing.
Oh, singing. Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Well, that was kind of weird. Let's go back now.
Wow.
Something's going on in there. Is she all right? Look in the keyhole.
Just look. Cleaning out the bathtub.
She's just
straddling the tub.
It's like magical for her.
She's just scrubbing the faucet. Turning the knobs.
Slowly. Oh. Now she's rinsing out her rag. Whoa, she looks like she just had a, you know what.
Yeah.
Can you be aroused by cleaning?
No, she's going to the toilet bowl.
Yeah, there she goes.
Oh, wow. This she's like scissoring the toilet bowl.
Wow, that is a good way to clean it.
Wow.
Wow, that was...
She did a great job. Look at that, it's clean.
Yeah.
Oh, here she
Right.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Hey! Yeah, we were just discussing the finer things of politics.
Right,
in
yeah,
Ethiopia and, you know,
you know, how much
America.
Better, yeah, they're, you know.
How similar they are in their,
Anyways, are you okay in there?
We're fine.
Is your singing okay? We heard you singing.
Yeah,
you
sound
like
good singing.
Oh, no, I just get really into it. I really make this stuff happen.
What language is that you're singing in?
Oh, I just let it out.
You let it out, so you're, like, speaking in tongues, singing in tongues?
I have to get to the next bathroom.
All right, yeah, we got 17.
Okay, you don't have to push us over.
Yeah.
She had a big smile on her face. She's running to the next bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know what she'll do.
Maybe it was just that bad.
Bedrooms.
There she goes again.
There it is. She's cleaning out the bathroom. I wonder what happens when she makes it to the kitchen.
I know.
I'm going to tell you something here. The boss is not happy with the way you've been moving things around here.
I only put the chair on the other side of the table.
No, that doesn't belong. You know where the chair goes. The chair doesn't belong there.
It just was bad feng shui.
Hey, well, then,
the feng shui wasn't right in here.
So you went against the boss's feng shui?
It was good feng shui. I thought he'd like it.
Well, we're going to see when he comes in here. We're going to talk about the... he's going to talk to you about this. Huh?
Leave the feng shui alone. Is that how you say it?
Inappropriated. That's it. Inappropriated by your actions. That's what he says, I tell you. What's
what
wrong
the fuck?
With you? Take this the word.
Who is that?
The Green Street Hooligan.
And I'm coming on your face.
Yeah. Phone song.
Let it blow.
There it is.
Here comes the snow.
Hey, Blow. Where are you going with that? Coke up your nose.
One day, Jeffrey Dahmer will be in my head. Let me tell you guys something. This came straight from Mike Ness.
Yeah.
When I seen him live the one time, he said, when he came to Cleveland the last time,
yeah,
this is a true story, he pointed out to the crowd, and he said, Adolf Hitler took a cyanide capsule and shoved it up his pooper. Then he put a gun to his head and blew his head off.
Right, he didn't even let the pill kick in his ass. He could have killed
and
his ass
he
first.
He pointed out to the crowd and he said, anybody that believes in white supremacy, follow your leader.
And then he kicked into a song.
That's basically what happened.
Yeah, so kick follow your leader, stick cyanide up your ass, and blow your brains out.
Sounds like a party.
Ecstasy.
Does that really work?
In your rectum.
That's what that one kid told me, and I got scared.
You didn't try it, did you?
Shoving pills up your ass.
They say you get 80%.
80% up your ass?
Yep.
What do you do with the 20% left hanging out?
Do you eat it? You consume it.
No, see, what happens is, okay, I'm going to tell you guys something.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, you do that.
I get, okay, you ingest the pill, you get 20% of it.
If you ingest it.
Yeah. If you snort it, you get 60%.
Snorting a pill.
But if you shove it up your ass, they say you get 80%.
Wow. Because it goes right into the bloodstream from right there.
How many times have you shoved it up your ass?
None.
None?
Never tried it.
Hell no.
So you shoved the nun up your ass?
One day.
Would you kiss if you met them? Would you kiss them? No?
I don't think they're very nice.
No, Gene Simmons is a little full of himself. He's a little...
How you doing?
Arrogant.
I'm arrogant and you're not.
I have a big tongue and I slept a lot of... Actually, you
know
might...
Who I am?
Actually, Velocity Boy might have beat Gene Simmons at sleeping with women. I think you slept with more than him.
You may have slept
you
with
may
more
have
women
slept
than
with more than
Gene
him.
Simmons.
You broke his record.
I don't know about that.
You slept with a lot of women. You remember, you traveled across America also.
Yeah. We'll have you and Gene Simmons on our show. We will have Velocity Boy and Gene Simmons on our show to debate who slept with the most women.
I don't know what happened to me and how I settled down. I never wanted to be honest with you guys. I mean...
You got out of your system early.
Well, I have one question for you.
Huh?
What was the most you've ever paid for a hand job in a McDonald's parking lot?
Did you ever get a hand job in a McDonald's parking lot?
No, but I remember when I was with Edie, she used to blow me while I was driving and spit it out the window and it would hit the car behind us.
That's murder.
That was her that spit on my windshield?
Oh, boy.
I put on my wipers and it smeared all over the place.
Man, that's genocide. Millions of future human beings were just slaughtered.
Future Velocity Boys on my windshield. That's great.
You know what?
Are you lost? Tell me, Barry, are you lost? I could take you back to your house. You just have to sit inside the car and suck on some candy that I've got from the next door neighbor.
Okay, then we can listen to the radio show.
We can. My favorite radio personality to listen to is Rush Limbaugh.
Maybe we can be in the radio.
We can. Maybe we could call into Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
You're a fan?
I love Rush Limbaugh. He's so full of himself, I believe him sometimes.
Rush. Rush. Rush.
Limbaugh. The last part of his name's also intriguing. It sounds like you're throwing up, Limbaugh.
I thought that was when one of your limbs had no more movement. It's a Limbaugh.
Atrophied. Well, it's a Limbaugh. His brain seems kind of atrophied then whenever he opens his mind.
Atrophied.
Atrophied. Every time he opens his mouth, you can tell his brain is atrophied. He hasn't used it for years. His mouth needs to stop moving. His brain needs to start thinking.
And we need to start grooving.
Let's groove! Let's groove! Let's groove! Let's groove! Let's groove! Let's groove! Let's groove.
Yes. Great, it's July. You're surviving in the heat here, Dr. Antonio?
I am. It is because I have, you know, this great, great air conditioning unit. It's like 20,000 BTUs. It's Arctic temperatures. So right now it's like 10 below in the house.
Oh, in the house. Okay. And what about the air conditioning unit on your body that you're holding?
That? Yeah, it's a self-personalized one. Wow. See, it's plugged into my veins.
Right.
And it regulates my body temperature. So it's tricking my body to think it's like cool outside.
Right. And calm you down.
Yes. And so I don't feel hot. I'm not sweating here.
Wow.
A little dizzy, but, you know, as long as I drink this water.
Right.
Mixed with this
That water sure looks like antifreeze.
Yeah. It's a protein powder mix because this somehow robs the proteins from my body operate.
As long as you don't kill yourself drinking antifreeze.
I just got to drink 12 of these in a half hour. Every half hour.
Not too bad to keep cool in the summer.
No, it's not bad at all.
Time for more drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to start this here in a minute.
Yeah. So we can end the show here.
Yeah, we got to go.
The July episode of the House of Cuckoos.
It's
as you
coming
know,
to an end.
It was definitely sponsored by Asswax.
It was completely sponsored by Asswax.
Whole time to keep your summer cool and fun.
Fresh and relaxing, like this air conditioning unit that I have in me.
Oh, don't fall over.
Whoa.
Oh, kind of look like the Tin Man with
your
a bigger unit.
Melting.
Yeah, it's pretty hot out here.
Oh. All right, well.
We have to recharge
them. We have to drink this here.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you next time. So until next time.
Until next time, good Pappies.
You have yourself a great summer.
Stay cool.
Stay cool, motherfuckers.
And happy. Bye-bye from the House of Cuckoos.
Bye-bye.
Don't you want to listen to the House of
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOOS.